Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pelletier. The Dow and S&P are both lower. NASDAQ is higher. Gold up $11 the ounce to $1,184, up 0.9%. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, down 3.8%, falling $2.06 a barrel to $51.93. And we have got the 10-year up 13 32nds with a yield of 2.37%. S&P down 7 to 22.69. A drop there of 0.3%. The Dow down 64, also a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ higher by 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Monday. It is 11:48 in the Bay Area and 2:48 on Wall Street.
The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Mark Whitehouse, an editor for Bloomberg View. If Donald Trump wants to create more jobs than his predecessor, he has his work cut out for him. By at least one measure, Americans fared better under Barack Obama than they did under most of the past six decades' presidents. That measure is the employment gap. It shows how far we are from full employment, the point at which the jobless rate, part-time work, and labor market participation are all at healthy levels. Despite coming to power in the middle of the worst recession since the 1930s, Obama presided over a 5 million job decrease in the gap. On an annualized basis, only Lyndon Johnson and Bill Clinton did better. Granted, it's important not to exaggerate the influence presidents have over the economy. Johnson and Clinton came to office at or near the bottom of slumps, when rebounds were all but inevitable. Still, policy does matter. Economists, for example, agree that Obama's fiscal stimulus made Americans better off than they otherwise would have been. In short, the recovery has been long and grueling, but Obama is handing Trump a job market in much better shape than the one he inherited. I'm Mark Whitehouse. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com or View Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.
And Bloomberg View commentaries can be heard every weekday at this time, also at 5:48 a.m., 8:48 a.m., and 11:48 a.m. Wall Street time, right here, Corey, on Bloomberg Radio.
Carol, it's time now for the Bloomberg Markets Bite of the Day, the one number that tells us a whole lot. So you ready?
Okay, I am.
Okay, so this
feeling
intersection,
better. Gotten over
this at the intersection of technology and the natural world of you know, long before there were bricks and clicks, the number is 1,000. This thing was 1,000 years old. It's in the news today.
It's not the iPhone. That's 10 years old, right?
That's antenna is less than 1,000. Yes.
I'm so glad all that math I took, calculus, trig. 1,000.
Yes. Something 1,000 years old.
Is it like the tablet or something? Like a stone tablet?
Like the iPad? No, that's even
no,
younger than
that. No, a stone tablet. I don't know. What? Got a hint?
Yes. It's in a California state park. It's in
Redwood?
Calaveras County. A sequoia.
Oh, sequoia.
And a famous giant sequoia.
Yeah.
That, you know, you could make a road to go around a tree or you can cut a tunnel through the tree.
Oh.
Someone famously cut a tunnel in the middle of this giant sequoia, this 1,000-year-old sequoia.
Oh, you've seen it on commercials.
You've seen it all over the place.
Movies, yeah.
Old pictures. That was 137 years ago. Someone cut a tunnel into this tree. In the big storm we had in Northern California this weekend, that tree was knocked over.
No.
After 1,000 years of standing. But that iconic thing, you know, some people hated the fact that there was this hole in this tree, that technologists, the people making a road couldn't go around it and cut a hole in this tree. And in fact, you could only get there now through about a mile and a half hike off the road in this park up near Arnold, California, Angel's Camp, kind of up there. But the tree got taken out by this huge storm that hit Northern California this weekend.
The Pioneer Cabin Tree.
These giant sequoias, though, the size of the sequoia became evident to people when they could see what it looked like to see an old car going through it, even though cars haven't been allowed in it in years. That tree with us no more have been taken out by the storm.
Oh, my God, that's kind of depressing.
But it's hard to imagine a tree that big.
Yeah.
Well, unless you've seen them, and it's hard to imagine trees that old, but there we have it.
Oh, wow.
And that is the Bloomberg Markets Bite of the Day.
Very cool stuff. All right, you're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
There goes that bracelet for her arm. Oh, county 10. There goes that new fence for my farm.
Well, tax reform feels like it's been talked about forever, certainly talked about on the campaign trail by President-elect Donald Trump. Significant reform, one that maybe simplifies the process a lot, would certainly impact our next guest and his company. Bill Kyle, back with us, President and Chief Executive Officer at H&R Block, based in Kansas City, Missouri, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Monday. Welcome back to Bloomberg Radio.
Hi, Carol. I'm all bummed out about this Sequoia story. Thanks, Corey.
I am, too. That's really
well, you know, it's one of those moments when we talk about, you know, how much we care about the natural environment, what's going on with the next president, and what we're going to do to protect the environment and protect, you know, these new marine sanctuaries that probably don't seem as important to everyone as these parks did at once upon a time. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about something exciting, taxes.
Something everyone wants to keep around.
If we don't make the segue, Bill's going to make the segue.
We get excited about tax season.
Tax reform, though. How do you anticipate that things are going to change dramatically?
I anticipate that things are going to change. The level of drama to be determined. You know, recently I said the president-elect is right. We do need tax reform, and we need it now. I think some of the things that have come out, we're in alignment with him on, in terms of things like the alternative minimum tax potentially being eliminated, reducing the number of brackets. I think in addition to that, you've heard about corporate tax reform, which would be a big boost for us because we're primarily a domestic company, so our tax rate is in the mid-30s to upper 30s.
Right.
Small business, you know, the burdens, some of the regulations on them, we're in alignment on that. I think when it comes to individual returns, Carol, it would be difficult to just, you know, go to the postcard, you know, as a lot of people have talked about, because of all the social programs that run through the tax code. But I think there are ways to simplify the code. There's smart things to do, and I think that is going to happen.
So among these, right, some of these seem to be targeting, I would imagine your customer base sits in a certain demographic, has a certain level of income. I would imagine that is less high-end in terms of percentage of your business, more middle and upper middle class. Do those customers, do you need tax reform to happen for those customers for H&R Block to benefit?
I think what you know, the way I look at it is there's been a lot of dabbling in the tax code. Every year there are tax changes. And even, you know, back when the company started in 1955, people come to us for help. They're afraid of the IRS. They want to know if they've taken enough deductions and credits. I think even with some of the things you've seen around where, you know, the deductions would be limited, but they're not sure what the limit is and how much can you take on the mortgage. And there's a variety of things that probably are still not going to totally simplify things. But I think there are things like, you know, I always use this example. There are 5 different definitions of a child in the tax code. I mean, that's a silly thing that there ought to be one. But our company, we have to train against that. So
yeah.
we're in favor of tax reform, and we look forward to participating with Congress and the president-elect's team as they go forward.
I will say, though, as parents of a teenager, there are sometimes you feel like you have more than one kid.
The many faces of Eve.
The good,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me ask you something about what President-elect Donald Trump said August of 2015. He said it would be a dream of mine to put H&R Block out of business. They don't deserve to be in business, frankly. He said this to MSNBC's Morning Joe a while back. Have you talked to President-elect Trump about this?
No, I have not talked to him directly. But, you know, we have had feelers out. I think there's a lot of campaign rhetoric out there. And that I think, happens where potentially because taxes aren't everybody's favorite topic, so we can be an easy target. But I do think, you know, we're ready for this tax season. We've come up with a number of programs to be much more aggressive this tax season. And we're going to take this a step at a time, see what tax reform potentially does. But for this tax season, you know, things are intact and we're ready to execute.
You know, I just wanted to look. Well, your stock's been kind of bouncing around a little bit. But, because a lot of stocks certainly shot up on a Trump win, and I know you guys were beaten up a bunch in 2016. You were down about 31% overall. What can investors anticipate for 2017?
Yeah, we had a bad year.
You
know, that happens. It particularly punishes us because among S&P 500 companies, we're the highest concentration of revenue in any one quarter. We do 76% of our revenue in what we call our fourth quarter, which is February through the end of April. So when you miss, it takes a long time to come back. What I said back in June was, it's on me. You're going to see a very different H&R Block. And so we've come out of the gates very hard. We have a new marketing campaign called Get Your Taxes Won, featuring John Hamm. We launched in the last couple of days the most aggressive digital offer out there called H&R Block More Zero, which allows you to have 1040 Easy, 1040A, or a 1040 with a Schedule A, people who itemize deductions, free state and free federal. And we launched today our refund advance in the offices, where the PATH Act is delaying refunds for many earned income credit filers, which is about, frankly, in the early season, about 25% of all filers. Mm-hmm. That is delaying refunds till the end of February. So we're doing an interest-free, no hidden fees, non-recourse loan of up to $1,250, again, secured by your refund.
Why are you doing that this quickly?
To get more customers. And I also think to help our clients, because with this refund delay, people, lower and to middle income folks, really need that tax refund, and they count on it in January very often. So we're doing that at that point, basically to get more business.
Very interesting. We got to run. Thank you for coming back.
Okay, good to see you.
Good to see you. Bill Cobb, he's president and chief executive officer at H&R Block. They are, of course, based in Kansas City, Missouri, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Monday. Just quick check. H&R Block shares just down about 1.3% in today's session. This is Bloomberg.